The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. As I am, so shall it be with those I am sending. The Mystery of God Revealed to the Chosen. October 1, 2009. From Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, during Men's Online Fellowship. For all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 1. My sons, before you in my book, is my glory revealed, says the Lord. Yet few are able to receive it, nor are they able to comprehend it. Behold the aspects of God, that which is, and was, and shall be, manifest in himself, and of himself, both that symbolized, and that which I am. For I tell you the truth, you have attempted to see my likeness in your imagination, upon the reading of this word. Yet you have perceived only slightly. For indeed my likeness was revealed to my servant of old, in a vision, and by the hearing. Yet this is not the visage of the Lord, as it truly is. Nor can anyone look upon the Father and live. Thus through many figures of speech, and symbolic signs and gestures, has the likeness of the Lord come to be written in a book. Therefore hear my words, and pray also that you receive understanding. The wheel within the wheel, is that which is, and was, and is to come. The Almighty, the Father, and the Son. The Everlasting, who has neither beginning nor end. As is the Father, so too is the Son, and the will of God, the same. For the Word of God speaks, and it is done. The Spirit of the Lord moves, and it is made manifest, never turning to the left hand, nor to the right, but going always straight forward. For the will of the Lord is, and shall be, and is already, and has always been. Even as the power of God moved upon the face of the deep, and that which had no form, was formed, and came to be. For I am before all things, and in me all things consist, as it is written, even as this testimony speaks to the truth of who I am. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning, with God. Through him all things came into being, and nothing in all creation was made apart from him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. Behold, the Word became flesh. Emmanuel. My sons, listen, and have understanding. I am. I think. And it is manifest. I purpose, and it is established. I speak, and it comes to pass. I am the Lord. All living things have breath in me, and those created as living souls receive breath from me. And so shall it be in the day of the Lord, with those I am sending. Yet they shall not receive of my breath, as at the first, but shall receive of me anew, even of my fullness. As I cause the new song to fill their hearts. And they shall move within my spirit, and dwell within my being, in union with the Messiah, always in the presence of the Lord. And when I send them, I shall go out ahead of them. And they shall not turn when they go, but they shall go straight forward, following me wheresoever I go. And where I am, they shall be also. And in the same way, wheresoever they go, I shall be already. And never again shall we be apart. My sons, though these things are very hard at present to understand, they shall surely be. For when the day comes, and you come to know me as I truly am, then that which is hard to discern, will be understood, and that which is a mystery, shall be no more a mystery, but shall be made plain, even self-evident. For I will be fully established in you, and you in me. Even as I am in the Father, and he is in me. Trust therefore, and wait with all patience in faith, until your reward comes. For I am he, beloved ones, I am he, the desire of ages, the Amen.